This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're spanking the ignorant that are caught up into the games that are being played by ill-designing men. The American people are being laughed at by these people. I shared with you during the first hour, folks, so if you'd like to hear the first hour, you can go ahead and download that podcast. But we're going to pick up from where we left off, because again, what we're talking about is we have no king but Caesar. You know, one of the things I'm thinking about right now is the fact that you're being dealt with by a totalitarian government. You do understand that. And going back to the two candidates that you've been handed by the establishment that everybody's complaining about, is it not interesting to you, friends, that even going back to Barack Hussein Obama, I mean, his whole slogan was change. And everybody was led to believe that the change that he was talking about was getting back to the laws found in our constitutional republic, as he was sitting there teaching those that were listening to him about our democracy. See, and this is exactly what's being played out right now in the American people through these two candidates. You're premised on a lie. We're not a democracy, we're a republic. And by the way, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, the change that you were led to believe that he was talking about, again, was to get back to the Constitution, because that's what he said. And then once he was elected the first time around, secondly, it was all fraud, okay? But the first time that he was elected, wasn't it not interesting to note, friends, that the first thing he did when he got into office, after his inaugural prayer, was to attack America? He did just the exact opposite as to what he said he would do. How many times do you have to allow these people to add insult to injury time and time again before you finally catch on to it? And again, I'm just highlighting right now Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And again, Hillary Clinton is not a legitimate candidate. She is a criminal, and America knows that. The world knows that. And what they're doing is they're casting this into your teeth. They're trying to say, no matter what you try to do, I'm going to be the next president. That's what they're trying to do, friends. And I want to let you know one more time, that is the biggest lie. And that lie came directly from the pit of hell where Hillary came from. You have all the power in the world because you still have the freedom to right the wrongs. But you are going to pay the piper for what you've tolerated in this country over the last 60 years. You can mark my words on that one. Furthermore, you can mark the Lord's words on that one. But we're talking about no king but King Caesar right now. You do realize that while Christ was being delivered up, he was being delivered up by the hands of sinners. Sin is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. And those sinners just happened to be the religious hypocrites and the Herodians, governmental hypocrites. Read Mark 8:15 when you get a moment. And what they did is the people asked for a guilty criminal to be released while delivering up an innocent man, namely the Son of God, again in an attempt to justify themselves before one another. See, what they didn't realize is that they were bringing judgment upon themselves. Read Matthew 27:25. His blood be upon us. And they cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man, Jesus Christ. He who was without sin, that was being crucified, not for his sins, but for the sins of the world." And they cried out all at once, saying, "Away with this man and release unto us Barabbas." Again, who is Barabbas? Who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. But they cried, "Crucify the innocent one and give us the murderer." Is that not what you see happening every day of the week? as you allow them to put the light out, as you allow them, America, to crucify a little more truth incrementally until it's completely dark, until you're under tyrannical rule 100%, do you not understand that Christ came to set men free from their sin, that he might make them free, to liberate them, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And out of gratitude for what God did through his Son, Jesus Christ, we do not want to offend. But again, they cried, crucify him, crucify him. And instead of, folks, people taking a stand today, you have everybody just going along to get along. Even if they're not shouting out with their mouth, crucify him, they're inadvertently saying it by what they're tolerating. And the Bible tells us, and there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But listen to what Jesus said, America. If you have not taken the time to read Fox's Book of Martyrs, I strongly suggest that you read that book. You'll find out real quick what happens to a people, namely when a people allow a government, a Senate, to reject the meek King of Glory. They were under judgment for 300 years. But listen carefully, and do keep in mind, as they crucified the Christ, 40 years later after the Passion, there was over 1,100 individuals crucified to the walls of Jerusalem that were saying, away with him, away with him, your blood be upon us. Guess what, friends? It was. It was upon themselves. They were actually bringing judgment upon themselves by rejecting the Christ. But listen to what Jesus said, turning unto the women of Jerusalem who were crying for him. He said, for behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps which never gave suck. It'd be better for you not to be bringing about children in the times to come. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. This is what Jesus said to them. And then he said, for if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Read Luke 23:18 through 21 and 27 through 31. Eliot's commentary tells us what that means. So far as any persons are implied, we must think of our Lord as speaking of the representatives of the Roman power. If Pilate could thus sentence to death one in whom he acknowledged that he could find no fault, what might be expected from his successors when they had to deal with a people rebellious and in arms? In other words, America, if you're allowing them to crucify the truth little by little when you have the power to stop it, can you imagine in a green tree? Can you imagine what's going to be done when there's a dry tree and they have total control? Because that's what came down in time, friends. And Jesus warned them about everything that was coming down. So in other words, friends, soon enough, America's idolatry and mockery of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all you professed Christians that are out there high-fiving Donald or high-fiving Hillary, I just want to tell you, they both advocate what God condemns. That is mocking the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's mocking God. And I want to tell you something. The third commandment, Exodus 20, is thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God. You better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, don't go around telling everybody how you're a Christian, and then you're going to vote for one of these two, friends. Because you're bringing them into your own web. Read Isaiah 59. And then you wonder why you're confused. And then you wonder why you're deceived. Because you're allowing, as you go along to get along, if you're not standing against it, it's because you're guilty of it and you deserve what you get. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Okay, so if you have any questions or comments, I want to hear them now. We all want to hear. We all want to hear from the wise that have led us to the position that we're in today, that are caught up into the cycle because they haven't learned from the past, only to repeat the future. We want to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Why should we vote for either one of these candidates? And am I suggesting in any sense of the word that we're not a part of politics? Absolutely not. I'm saying destroy. Just like Gideon was appointed, friends, to destroy the altars of Baal, I'm saying the same thing to you. Get out of the system that the establishment has established, friends. I'm saying to tear down that system so we can get some real candidates back in the game. Because until you deal with the corruption at the top and the establishment in America, nothing's going to change. I'm simply saying let's get back to God's Ten Commandments and the Mosaic institution called common law in this country so we can rid ourselves of corruption and man's 10,000 commandments. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how the conservatives and the professed Christians are saying crucify. Just crucify the Christ. They may not be saying it, but they're doing it, and which speaks louder than words to me. I mean, we've all grown up hearing about how action speaks a lot louder than words. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. You know, I'm today going to be endorsing Donald Trump, who advocates sodomy. He's been divorced 3 times. He advocates abortion. In so many different ways, he's a part of the problem. See, folks, they've already gotten you down the line to actually think that he's the best, he's the best candidate to choose between the two evils. They're both advocating that which is illegal in this country, in which God hates, folks. Proverbs 6:17, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. He's okay with it. You already know where Hillary is. Again, friends, Hillary is not legit. And when I'm talking about Donald, neither is he. You cannot at any one jot or any one tittle advocate what God condemns and think that you're going to remain a free people. It has never happened and it never will happen. And when you do, that's when you are found guilty and crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. We'll take him over Christ. We'll be like what Michael Prukat told us about the Republicans at the RNC and at the CNP meetings. Hey, friends, if Ronald's in the room, well, everybody be hanging out with Ronald, but they're all professing to be Christians, but Jesus is over there in the corner all by himself. To your own demise. So you deserve, hey folks, these people strain at a gnat while they swallow the big stinking camel. I'm telling you to tear down the corrupt system, America, which is unconstitutional. So it's not like you're breaking the law. You're enforcing the law. Well, corruption and the corrupt that we're exposing right now, they're the ones breaking the law. And God is behind the law, and he'll enforce that law if he can find those that are willing to fight for it. God does not use a majority to prevail. He never has and he never will. He likes to use a minority. Why? So no flesh should glory in his presence. Ask Gideon. Kept breaking down his army. No. I don't want too many people, because then what they'll do is they'll praise themselves. They'll think the victory was wrought by themselves. Keep breaking it down. Okay, that's enough. You got 300 of them now. Go take them. So everybody would know that it was God that was behind it. Well, that's exactly what happened during the revolution in this country. Less than 3% of the population was being used to establish what we have 240 years later. Only God could do that. Now we have less than 1.7% of the population being used to destroy what you have, America. And you're letting them do it. So therefore, soon enough, America's idolatry and mockery of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that absolute disdain for his son Jesus Christ, who has shed his grace upon thee, will all be over with. And America is being turned into hell. And why? Because America, she still thinks it's a party. Party on, dude! Party on! Just like I told you, our friend Anthony Kern, he's out at the RNC. He said he's out there witnessing for Christ. I mean, the real deal stuff, friends. And these Republicans that are caught up into the game are trying to figure out why Tony's not getting drunk with them. And that's the best you have. And for the new listener, friends, the last time I was out there, which is 4 years ago, they were all dressed up, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, dressed up like they were going to go to an Elvis Presley concert. And friends, just to reiterate the point, Elvis is dead. Okay? I'm saying to put your trust in God, not in man. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. So here's some of the responses. Bradley, here's the grown-ups. I read through this article. It is bad. No, it's bad because it exposes you for your hypocrisies. You can complain all you want, said this individual. Point out the various deficiencies with both candidates, but God has a plan. He surely does. And I guarantee you the prophetic across the country right now is trying to wake up the American people to do their best, and that's a part of his plan. If you think God's going to show mercy upon a nation that doesn't show any mercy to the next generation, nor to the innocent in the womb, you have got to be out of your mind. That's not mercy, that's stupidity, that's insanity. And for anybody out there saying, Bradley, that's just a little too harsh, nobody's asking for your opinion, first of all. But second of all, how ridiculous it is to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. And you think it's a mercy upon the innocent in the womb that are being slaughtered by a corrupt system which is antithetical to American government to let it go on? To make a prey out of your children from the President of the United States of America suing governors for not allowing pedophiles to go into either bathroom or transgenders to go into either bathroom? You think that's a mercy? By the way, Donald's okay with that. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. If you've taken on this mentality, you've drank too much of this Kool-Aid, I want to tell you something. You're sick. You're a sick-minded people. You're perverse. You're twisted. And again, you deserve what you got coming. You deserve what you've got coming. Bradley, this article's really bad. You know, Ronald Reagan, now known as one of our great presidents, see, it wasn't Jesus Christ that was the standard. It was fallen, reprobate man that was used as the standard. And that's exactly what I'm trying to get you away from. Hey, Bradley, you know, Ronald Reagan, now known as one of our greatest presidents, was divorced, signed the nation's first abortion law in California, and he said he'd get rid of the Department of Education. Well, let me ask you something. Did he? Nope. No. As a matter of fact, Secretary of Education, William Bennett, under Mr. Ronald Reagan, was the one that was responsible for saying the longer that students stay in public schools, the stupider they get. You failed there. Ronald Reagan was also a friend of a friend's. As a matter of fact, the individual that I heard from, I was sitting across the table, was a part of Nixon's administration who was friends with Ronald Reagan. Where Ronald Reagan was talking about abortion and the desire to abolish abortion, he said back to our friend across the table, he said, "But you know that I can't do that." Remember that what I was talking about during the first hour, that there's a government inside of this government? Hey folks, what now, Satan? Satan bless America? Or is it God bless America? This is the kind of stuff I'm sick and tired of. But see, what they do is they go to the arm of the flesh. Ronald Reagan, now known as one of our greatest presidents, was divorced. Hey, friends, do you know that those that have been divorced, do you know that Jesus said that when you're married and you divorce and you go and marry another, he said that you are an adulterer. And if you go to 1 Corinthians 6:9, he said that you have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. How do you work around that one? Because I'll tell you what, when I preach, when I start getting down to the nitty-gritty, to the jots and tittles of the Word of God, and declare what Jesus Himself said, I'll tell you what, you want to see the teeth? There you have it. You have a whole bunch of people trying to justify their sin and to set themselves as the standard. I want to tell you something. Take heed that you stand lest you fall. It's time for you to repent. In all sincerity, it is time for you to repent and get it right before God. Not before me, not before Ronald Reagan, not before all of his followers that are crying, "Crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar." No, no, no. Before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to read another comment talking about the grown-ups. Look at the grown-ups have done with our country, America. When are we going to get it right? Well, we're starting here today on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, really quick, I want to give you the balance on right after I got off the last segment. I started to feel led to bring you to the other side of that. Hey, folks, I know a lot of people that are married today and they're Christians that were married before when they weren't Christians to somebody else. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Keep in mind, Jesus was talking to the religious hypocrites of the day that claimed to be his kids. There's many people today that are married that are Christians today that were married to other heathen men in the past, whereas to where they weren't saved, but they are now saved in a Christian union. So you make the distinction there. But when you get a moment, go to Luke 16:18 when you get a moment, please. I wanted to give you that balance because a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, and that's the last thing I want to do here. We got Kara calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Hello, Bradley. This is Kara. How are you?
Kara. I'm so sorry, Kara. I get Kara, Kara. Okay. Well, we'll get this thing right sooner or later.
Oh, that's all right. It's been a while. Love you guys. God love you for what you do with the show and been with you for a lot of years. As far as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, which are, to me, very two clear choices. And when I hear people say, oh, they're not going to vote at all, they don't like either candidate. And what a lot of people don't know, and I do study the Word of God, and I listen to a lot of Christian pastors from all over the world. And a lot of people don't know this, but Donald Trump has 50 evangelical executive, it's called the Evangelical Executive Advisory Board of Christian pastors, including Pastor David Jeremiah, some black pastors, Jerry Robeson, there's a lot of them, you know, Faith and Freedom Coalition, Ralph Reed, and the other ones, that are advising him. He's not perfect. You know, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But when you look at Hillary Clinton, which we all know she is a criminal, she is evil, she is doing Satan's work, and when I look at the choice of having Donald Trump, who I really believe loves this country, and he is not out to harm this country. To me, the choice is very clear that we have to vote for Donald Trump. She will squash the Supreme Court totally. Second Amendment, she's already said she will change the First Amendment, and on it goes, and we know she's in bed with the Islamists, and, you know, all the, she's a war criminal, and it, to me, the choice is very clear.
Let me answer. I'll just take it in stride. And again, I'm gonna be as sensitive as possible that I can be. Okay, I don't care who endorses Donald Trump. I don't care if the Pope himself endorses Donald Trump. The Bible tells us in Galatians 1, but even if we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Okay, so I'm talking about, first of all, I want to let you know, ma'am, I'm not talking out of inexperience here. I'm talking about having taken time to visit with a lot of these church leaders. You need to understand these are the people that are responsible for the position that we are put in today because they fail to preach out against sin. Now, instead of preaching out against the sins of a Donald Trump or a Hillary Clinton or any other candidate, they're going along and they're actually christening them. They're putting their hand on them and saying, okay, well, you know what? We know, Donald, you're for, you know, advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. And we know that, you know, God told us through commandment that we're not to endorse that. As a matter of fact, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And because we're born of the Spirit of God, guess what? We hate the same things.
But Bradley, so, do you believe that people do change through the years? Because we all know, you know, Donald Trump in the past, you know, had a very liberal social, you know, person that he was a long time. But I saw several interviews with different really well-respected Christian pastors that I have a lot of respect for in their word and knowledge of the Lord, love the Lord. And he, not too long ago, it was just recently, actually, that he did become saved. And they prayed with him, and he's been getting
counseled. Who got saved? Who got saved?
Donald Trump.
But Donald already told the world that he has no reason to, he had no reason to repent. I mean, what are they preaching to him? They're preaching a false grace. They're not preaching law to grace. They're preaching the gospel that has been preached in this country for the last 60 years, which is a false gospel. It's a false grace. They're preaching a grace that is used as an occasion for the flesh. They're not preaching against sin. They're going along with it. Let me give you an example, ma'am. I remember spending some time with D. James Kennedy right before he passed away. He was a faithful man of God. And I spent some time. He's still preaching to the world 7 days a week. And that's not just, hey, folks, I'm not just talking about dry land. He's also he's preaching to the ships as well, our military ships across the globe 7 days a week. He's been dead for 8 years. His gift still speaketh. But he said to me one day, he said, Bradley, I'm getting Holy Ghost on me right now. He said to me, Bradley, he said, I've stood in front of the TV. And he said, I pointed my finger at the TV. And he said today, and he was pointing the finger at the responsible party, namely the church in America. And he said this, he said, today, over 3,000 babies are going to be murdered in the womb because over 300,000 pulpits remain silent when they should protest. That's what makes a Protestant. Okay? And it's the same thing. The greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda is the professed church that is setting America at war with God today by the likes of what they're doing by christening the likes of Donald Trump. And by the way, it's nothing personal in the sense of between me and Donald, but his sin is total personal, because it takes everything that he's advocating today to the point that when he becomes the president, if the buck doesn't stop right then and there, it's going to go on, and guess what? Everybody that voted for him are going to be responsible before God for voting that man into office, just the same way they did through Barack Hussein Obama, and then the Bush before that, and then the Clintons before that, and then the Bush before that, all promised to stop abortion. abortion, and not one of them's done it. Not a one. But you know what? The church is right there. The church is right there anointing these men and calling them Christians. Now, as if to say, you win them over to Jesus instead of preaching, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. What Bible are they preaching from, ma'am? I'm curious.
Well, I do realize that. I see it myself all the time. The churches are not in the Word of God. They're preaching false doctrine, and the people that have the itching ears, I get that. But I guess what I'm asking you is, when it comes time to vote, are you not going to vote for Donald Trump? And that would give a vote to Hillary Clinton.
See, and that's exactly what I've been capping on the last 2 hours. Because to come up with an accusation, or to say, Bradley, if you don't endorse Donald, then you're endorsing Hillary. Wait a second. Let's go back. Is not everybody in this country complaining about the establishment? Yet it's the establishment that has plagued the people time and time again, decade after decade, by giving them their options. When there's 318.9 million people in this country, who has the state-controlled narrative been pushing over the last 6 months, year? Donald Trump in Hillary Clinton.
Well, the thing is, though, I think Donald Trump did win fair and square. He knocked out 17 other, you know, senators and governors and what have you, and he won fair and square on his own, not the way Hillary Clinton, where we saw the emails that came out. They have been conspiring all along to oust Bernie Sanders and to endorse her. But I've talked with the Trump campaign people. I see that a lot of Christian advisors are working with him and some very top upstanding people. And I'm not saying that his views in the past, I mean, there are people that do change. I mean, my God, even Jeffrey Dahmer, the famous killer, became a born-again Christian. I saw him, and I videotaped the difference in that man's face, the light that shined on his face, and he did not want to come out of prison. He knew he was demonically possessed. He did not want to come out, but he had a pastor pastoring, ministering with him daily in prison. And he did come to know the Lord before he passed away. And I've seen many miracles of God, and you've seen it, I've seen it. You know, people that we never thought would ever come to know the Lord, and they do.
Oh, there's no question, ma'am. There's no question about that. I have no issues with that. We're all sinners saved by grace, but what does that grace teach us? The Bible tells us in Romans 5, it says, moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. The problem that I'm seeing through the professed Christians in America is they're looking for excuses to remain in the sin that they have never repented of. Read Isaiah 30. See, the point is where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I don't see the grace abounding in these men's lives because I don't see the conversion. And if I don't see the conversion, it means they never repented. You know, there's going to be a whole lot of people in hell, first of all, that Jesus loved. Okay, but they made the choice. And there's a whole lot of people that are going to be in hell that have others convinced that they themselves have been born again of the Spirit. When in fact, if we would simply judge them by their fruit, it could be all over with really quick. I want to give you an analogy in just a couple moments. Thank you for the phone call. I truly appreciate it. I really do. And thank you for having the internal fortitude to jump on the radio and to speak on the behalf of what I think is a complete false premise. See what we're dealing with today, friends, is many people have a evolutionary view of government that the state rules the roost in so many different ways. But if you go to the presupposition that God is, we're going to look at things completely different than the way that we do today. Either we're going to look at what we're doing on this earth through the eyes of Christ, because he is our exemplar. He's the one that we're to emulate, not man. It's when we begin to emulate man. And by the way, I do not take anything back about what I see in the American church today, folks. I'm right. They're wrong. Furthermore, they know they're wrong. And that's why they got to continuously put themselves back up on a platform week after week. Though they may say some good things, but I'll tell you what, you never eat a steak with a little poison in it, do you? Nope. When you know the Word of God, you'll always detect the poison and you'll know what to spit back out, just like Jesus did. And those are the lukewarm ones.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Man, I don't, you know, it's interesting because I don't know how much more I can make this plain to the American people. Here, I had one guy, actually a lady, respond and said, well, I don't know if it's a lady or a guy because they don't put their pictures up and they don't put their names up. See, they're cowards. But so, Bradley, does this mean you will sit out this, the most important election of our time and pat yourself on your sanctimonious back for being such a good little Pharisee? Really? You know what? First of all, I vote for Christ. Second of all, I'm a companion of them that fear the Lord and of them that keep the precepts of the Most High God. That's which God has entrusted us with. Those that serve we the people, as you know, put their hand on the Bible and they swear to uphold the Constitution according to those laws found in our Constitutional Republic, found in the Bible, which is the Mosaic Institution called Common Law. Now, if they don't do that, it means they run counter to the God-ordained institution in which we have in this country. Well, they already do that. They already do that. My wife just came out and told me, you know, a lady said, well, what are we supposed to do? I just told you. Tear down the corrupt political system that gave you the two options that you're fighting over right now. You strain at the gnat while you swallow the camel. They're the two options that have been handed to you by the establishment in which you complain about. And, you know, my wife said, you know, she was pushed into voting for Romney. I said, well, the difference between then at the GNC, or RNC when I was there, I said, is the American people were led about by what he said once again. They took him for face value. He said that he was against abortion when in fact he was personally supporting Planned Parenthood, Mitt Romney. He said he was against the homosexual unions. They have already taken it a step. Now the homosexuals are out of the closet, only to attack the American people or anybody that opposes them, as you see now, 6 years later. But I warned you 6 years ago, but you didn't listen to me then. I said he said he was against homosexual marriage. I said when in fact he was actually supporting NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. The FBI calls it a pedophile group. This is all Mitt Romney. He said he was pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, when in fact he was anti-gun. I said the difference between just back then and now is Donald Trump is actually saying the same things that he's advocating. He's for Planned Parenthood. He's for abortion. He's okay with the transgenders. And yet he has followers. Now this is what I want to get to, America. Can I ask you a question? What is Hillary Clinton? Let's just get rid of her altogether, okay? She's out of the equation. She's not legit. She's a criminal. We all know that. Donald Trump. Let's go over to Donald Trump real quick. How is it that we've come to the place now that he actually advocates and practices when he preaches, when he advocates that which you Christians say you condemn? That's talking out of both sides of your mouth. That's what people are tired of. Why does he have followers? He's to be a representative of we the people, not a leader of the republic. America, why does Donald Trump have followers? We're to follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. And if we're following Christ, we're going to link arms with those that have the fruits of the Spirit, righteousness, goodness, and truth. Now, we just had a caller from Michigan talking about how Donald has now become a Christian. Yeah, they're all Christians until they get into the White House. And then all of a sudden you see a different side. When are you going to learn your lesson? If they're not tried and true before they go in, they're not going to be tried and true when they get there. If they're not faithful to God before and faithful to their wives and faithful to the republic before they get there, what makes you think that they're going to be faithful when they get there? See, you're on the wrong talking points. If they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And guess what? They've already got you answering the wrong questions. Because neither one of them are legit. Now, I want to go back to this. One of the things, and by the way, we were going to get over to, it's interesting how you folks out there, when you listen, you're all big and bad when you leave little notes like that, but you can't call in. And there again, we have a woman who had the internal fortitude to do so, and I respect that. Thank you for the call. We were going to talk about, are we as asleep? As the Germans were in the 30s. Folks, I want to tell you, in the 30s, we're way beyond that. I'm going to talk about that on Monday. And I thank you for the phone call. If we had phone calls, we'd make it your show all day long. And I know some people don't understand that with this show, we're not asking for opinions, and that's why we don't have a lot of callers. Because we're giving facts here. And when we give facts, unlike the conservatives, folks, there's not a whole lot to talk about, is there? Because we're establishing the written word. And we're not to add to or diminish anything that's in that word. And if we do that, we're going to get in trouble with heaven. And I don't want to put myself against that in any sense of the word. Any sense of the word. Or against him in any sense of the word. But one of the things that was brought up was how these people, they change in a split second. The question is why are they changing? Why are they professing that they're now Christians? Because they want to appease the people. How many changes in outward character are there which very much resemble conversion, but not having the Spirit in them? One of the things the caller brought up was Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, folks, he was an individual that used to go to gay bars, allure his victims to his home, and then literally dice them up, chop them up after he'd have sex with their dead corpses, and then throw them in the fridge. And by the way, he was killed in prison. But it's interesting, his whole life he lived the way that he wanted to live until he got into prison when he knew game was over. See, a lot of times these people aren't repentant, and if they are repentant, the only thing that they're repentant for is the fact that they got busted doing it. They're not repentant before God, they're repentant before man, and that therein the problem arises. See, deathbed repentances are often looked upon as very sincere, or when they've been busted, although too frequently we fear that they are but the first gnawing of the worm that never dies that Jesus talked about over 54 times in the Bible. Dr. Campbell told a story of a woman who many, many years ago was condemned to death for murdering her own child and was hung in the grass market at Edinburgh. She very, very diligently improved the 6 weeks allowed by her Scottish law previous to her execution, and the ministers who were with her continually gave it as their opinion that she died in the sure and certain hope of salvation. Oh, she's going to heaven now. Well, the appointed day came, she was hung, but it being very rainy and no awning having been prepared, those who had the charge of her execution were in a great hurry to complete it and to get under shelter. So she was cut down before the legal time, and as the custom is, the body was given up to her friends to be buried. A coffin was provided, and she was removed into East Lothian, where her husband was going to bury her. They stopped at a public house on the road to refresh themselves, when to their great surprise and alarm, in rushed a boy and said he heard a noise in the coffin. They went out and found that the woman was still alive. You see, the vital powers had been suspended, but the life was not extinct, and the jolting of the cart had restored her circulation. After a few hours, she became quite well. They removed their residence and went to another part of the country, but the sad part of the tale is this, that the woman was as bad a character afterwards as she ever was before, and if anything, worse. She lived as openly in sin and despised and hated Christ even more than she had previously done. And this is a most remarkable case. See, I believe that you would see that the great majority of those who profess to retreat on or this, or on their deathbeds, or when they're busted, if they could rise again from their graves, would live a life as profane and godless as ever. Rely on this. It is nothing but the grace of the Spirit of God that makes us sure work of our souls. Unless He shall change you, you may be changed, but it will not be the change that will endure. Unless He shall put His hand to the work will be marred, the pitcher spoiled on the wheel. So therefore, cry unto Him, therefore, that He may give you the Holy Spirit, that you may have the evidence of a real conversion and not a base counterfeit. So therefore, friends, take heed. Natural fear, natural love, natural feelings are not conversion. Conversion in the first instance and by all subsequent edification must the work of the Holy Spirit and of Him alone. Never rest comfortable then until you have the Holy Spirit's operation most surely affected in your hearts.
That's exactly right. And I think the whole point of what we're talking about today is we have no king but King Jesus. And we want to make sure that we understand that this nation is under God. Don't settle for the two that you are that
yeah,
you haven't
it's not under
given.
Donald, it's not under Hillary,
it's under God. And don't settle for the two that you've been given. We need to have, you know, Charles Spurgeon said, of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. We want to make sure that Christ is crowned king. So please support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button, become a son or daughter of liberty today, and support this work as we get the truth out, restoring this nation back into Jesus Christ, our only king.
I love you by what we do. We'll talk about, are we as asleep as the Germans in the 30s on Monday.
At one point in my life, I just stopped going to church. I didn't care that much about religion. Some friends of mine encouraged me to pick up the Bible and then showed me that a lot of what I was taught was not even in the Bible. They showed me a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The Q&A format was simple and it helped me find my own answers. This website challenges and dismantles misguided religious doctrines. Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and join the discussion. TheBibleSaysThat.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.